What's goody?
Alright, it's good.
Yeah, of course it's good. What are you talking about, bruv? Was it ever not good? What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about, bro. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, what's good with you?
Bro, I've been alright, man. Right now, I'm just flipping because I've seen that United are trying to stall on the Bruno Fernandes deal, and it is pissing me off, bro.
Yeah, we have a bunch of clowns doing the negotiations for us.
Finally, you wake really, up to really an actualization that we have clowns instead of getting all positive.
I really don't understand why this is taking so long, but you know,
bro,
he's someone we need because we definitely need bodies in midfield. He's someone that can score goals, he can create chances, so...
Exactly!
We need him. Bro. We need him in quick. The thing is, if... You know, there's conflicting reports coming out every day, so you really don't know what to believe, but... The thing is, you just need to see him in a Manchester United jersey. That's it. I don't really care about how it gets done.
Honestly.
Just get it done.
Honestly. No game.
That's it.
Bro, man, so today we're just... Yeah, guys, don't worry. Sorry that we start with a bit of a rant, but the fact is United are walking on eggshells. Like I said in my last YouTube video, these guys are literally playing around with the fans and their emotions. So, guys, I've got one of my friends, my good buddy, my boy, United mastermind. He's got the brains and the grains to pay the freaking bills out here. Trust me on this. My boy's in Poland. He's serving it up, giving them that United knowledge and football knowledge. Guys, I'd like you guys to, you know, welcome my boy Nura from the
T90 podcast.
Yes, Bucko. Yeah. Tell them a bit about yourself, bro.
Yeah, so what's up, guys? It's Nura. Me and Daniel go, you know, a way back. Two United fans that have been through hell together, so it kind of bonded us together, yeah, and we're just trying to keep things going right now. I've got a podcast with a couple of my good friends. It's called the T90 Podcast. We cover European football. Yeah, check that out if you can.
Bro, you said something there that just took my mind way back. You said we go way back and we suffered a lot, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Insert exam day. Manchester United first. Freaking
Newcastle. It was Newcastle.
Newcastle. Oh, bro, they wore yellow that day. That's what pissed me off.
It was Newcastle. Newcastle
yeah,
wore
they
yellow.
They wore yellow.
That day.
That's what's getting my mind. That's what's getting my mind. It's a day to forget, bro. Yeah, can you just run us through that day?
We've been through hell, to be honest with you.
Can you just run?
We finished. We went to.
Day,
we went
bro.
To. We went to boarding school, so you know we had to eat, sleep, and everything was done in school. We had exams, and then once we finished the exams, the United game was on, but it also coincided with lunch. So you know us being diehard United fans, we said, "Oh fuck lunch,
let's." <My day. laughs>
And we went to watch a United game against Newcastle. Let me just tell you guys, that's top five worst decisions I've ever made in my life.
Bro, 100%. Fuck off.
Man, United lost. I was hungry. I was angry, agitated.
Bro.
It was that day was hell, let me tell you.
My day.
We were drained from the exams.
Bro.
We were hungry.
Bro.
We were angry United.
Bro.
Just so much going on.
Dang. Bro.
The things we've been through for Manchester United. Man.
Yeah, man. Some brothers were shedding tears, my bro.
Man.
Some brothers. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that or maybe we should just let that go.
Let's let it go. I don't want to start crying right now.
All right. Let's let it go. No problem, bro. Well,
yeah
that was crazy times, man. Crazy times. And it's funny that from that point all the way to now, it's so amazing how United's whole philosophy and plan has literally gone awry. In saying that, I mean, bro, since that time, we're talking 2014, you would have thought that this club would be in a much better state right now. But I'm sorry, I think we probably even regressed, if anything, or to put it better, we've moved two steps forward to go a further step back.
Yeah, you're 100% right, because
bro,
it's crazy to think that if you look back on that time, just go one season before that, we were winning Premier League titles.
Bro!
So it's just absolutely crazy to think that right now we can't even dream about challenging. Not even winning, that we can't even dream about challenging 100%. The title. We can't even dream 100%. About challenging for top four, to be honest. So,
bro, 100%.
The decline is crazy.
Bro, do you remember what I said about like the curse for United?
No.
Bro, about when Sterling was signed, that's going to take us another 10 years before we win the title. That's 2015. So my earlier prediction was 2025.
Oh, that's good. At least I have something to look forward to.
Oh, lol. Sorry, I made another prediction because your boys kept on flopping. Well, I said if Lingard remains at Manchester United by the beginning of next season, if Lingard is still a Manchester United player, bro, we are not winning the league for an additional 5 years. So I'm saying to the end of this decade, I promise you, if Lingard is still a United player by the beginning of next season, bro.
Damn, you think he has that much power?
Bro, that tells you all you need to know, that this club is in an abyss. We've fallen into delirium. Nothing is going well.
Yeah, well, I understand.
And brother, get 110K. Bro, are you taking a mic?
It's crazy. It's absolutely ridiculous.
My days.
He's not good enough to be here, and he shouldn't be here. That's just the simple fact of it. But
100%.
You know.
I was speaking with one of my, let me say, elderly correspondent who also knows a lot about football and everything. He knows like the history of Nigerian soccer back in the day when they called Stephen Ketchy Skipo. Bro, maybe our elderly listeners will know this, but bro, you know nothing about Skipo. Don't know about Skipo.
Were you talking to Coach K?
Bro, how dare you bring that name? Oh my days! When you say Coach K, bro, I've got stories in my head that deserve another day entirely of conversation. Bro, I hope. Do you know the legendary story about me and Coach K? Let me give you some clues.
Yeah.
A bucket. I was on the bed. Water.
Oh damn. I don't even.
Oh, you forgot.
I have terrible memories.
Lance did a great job of it, of spreading the whole word to everyone in our year. He told everybody. I'm surprised. Actually, I remember you were there when they actually came and told you lot as well. It happened all the way in our accommodation. And Lance came all the way to academic area to tell you guys.